from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We are joined now by Tommy Curran, who is co-sponsored by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's leader for drain cleaning and pipelining. At Drains by James, they give a poop about your pipes as well as FlexCar. Save thousands with your flexible car lease at FlexCar.com. Mr. Curran, how are we doing today?
Tremendous, Christian. How are you? Hello, Drew.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. It is week one, kicks off tonight. Everybody's excited about that. I want to ask you the same question I asked Andy Hart to open the show right now, Tommy, before we get to the Patriots. Do you think that the NFL, as a league, is in a good place right now in 2024?
Yeah, I do. I don't think there's really any headwinds to speak of. I think, you know, are we talking financially? Are we talking ratings wise? It's still, you know, Godzilla among all the professional sports. So I think that, you know, you have your superstar in Patrick Mahomes. You have, a high flying team in the Niners. You have the Cowboys are always interesting. So you have the national pull for that. It's just, it's disorienting, I think, for us being in New England and being, you know, in the dregs, to really look at it and say, hey, the NFL is awesome. But I think around the league, with the number of rookie quarterbacks coming in, infusing different franchises with different levels of enthusiasm, I think they are in a good spot. What was the conclusion with you two?
Oh, absolutely.
We both think it's in a great spot, too. And we meant it more in the sense of, like, players and, you know, teams and dynasties and sort of all that other stuff, or their good rivalries, young talent in the league. And I just think, yeah, we both agree. There may not be a direct competition for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes yet. They don't have a direct rival, maybe, like, you know, Brady Manning did 20 years ago. But in general, it's in a great spot right now. We both agreed.
Yeah, I mean, you just look at this division. You know, the Patriots aside, and they have at least a young quarterback that people are going to be intrigued by. But the rest of the division, there are aspirations among all three that they could at least get to the conference championship game and, you know, the Super Bowl. So, you know, just look at the AFC East, and there's compelling stories to each one.
So, Tom, I'm not going to hold you responsible for everything that's posted on NBC Sports Boston, but I was perusing the Stratomatic simulation, which I kind of really like, actually, because it puts numbers on something that, you know, we all have opinions on how the season might go. And, you know, there was the interesting part about Drake May and Jacoby Brissett kind of having similar numbers but very different records. We talked about that. The thing I wanted to ask you about is the production of the ground game in this simulation. Ramondre Stevenson only has 800 yards, basically, regardless of quarterback, only has 4 or 6 touchdowns. If this season ends and Ramondre Stevenson only has 800 yards rushing, isn't that a really, really bad thing?
Well, not if Antonio Gibson has 750 and another 6 touchdowns. I mean, it would be, yeah, no doubt. I think you are going to look at Ramondre Stevenson and the contract that they gave him, you know, demonstrates that they want him to be a 225-plus carry guy. There's no 300-carry guys, or shouldn't be, but, you know, he should be a guy who gets the ball well over 200, probably approaching 250 times if he stays healthy. But I think Antonio Gibson is a really interesting add for them. Kind of reminds me of a Burkhead role that they can carve out for him, because he is a very good pass catcher, but he can run between the tackles. And I'm interested to see how much use Jamichael Hasty gets. You know, for people who haven't had an opportunity to watch training camp or been apprised of, okay, who's exactly in the roster, you know the bigger names, but Jamichael Hasty is a small, quick pass catching back, change up back. So, you know, he had moments in the preseason, he had moments in training camp, and I'm going to wonder how they deploy him too, because they haven't had that. Not only have they not had a competitive slot like they had in past years. Well, the past 20 years, they haven't had that really the last couple, but they now have that with DeMario Douglas. They haven't really had a pass catching back either, like a legitimate water bug.
What do you consider the ceiling for Jacoby Brissett this year?
Ceiling would be, let's go on numbers alone. He's 2-1 touchdowns to interceptions, 24 and 12 maybe. Throws for about 3,500 yards. And completion percentage around 65. He's going to take a crap ton of sacks. So I would say count on 45 sacks if he plays the whole year. So that would be my ceiling for him.
The optimism from Gerard Mayo in yesterday's press conference regarding the summertime accomplishments of the rushing attack, do you think he truly believes it was good this summer and it is going to, be good going into the regular season? Or do you think he is trying to speak it into existence?
No, I think he believes it. I think that they do believe that they're onto something, for lack of a better phrase, with their running game and with the more, I guess, tweaked offensive approach. You know, as Mayo said when we were asking about the running game yesterday, Phil Perry and I, he kind of redirected it to say, look, there's zone runs, there's gap runs. There's really only five runs that you see on first and second down. Third down gets more exotic, but there's really only five runs. But this Patriots team has been a downhill gap running team because that's what their skill and offensive line personnel really dictated. They were downhill runners, Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, and that's what they excelled at. One reason I asked Mayo yesterday in this conversation about personnel is you want your center and your guards to be really quick when you're running this zone stuff because they need to get out and string people and seal them off as opposed to just moving forward and opening holes, which is a gap scheme. Can they do that effectively? I did see plays in the preseason against the Commanders, and they were their twos, but I saw Antonio Gibson in particular show some excellent vision, getting wide, putting his foot in the ground, and moving upfield. So I think he believes it. I think the Patriots are going to be far more competent, not good offensively, especially in the early going, but far more competent than people expect. And they can't be much worse than they were in the last one.
True, they can't. We're talking with Tommy Kern, NBC Sports Boston. Tommy, we heard from DeMarcus Covington today. He spoke at the podium. And while we were discussing this Bengals game coming up here, we were talking about the implementation of a defensive scheme against a very high-powered offense like the Bengals. And it got me wondering about what they're going to be, I don't want to say missing, but maybe losing out on now that Bill Belichick's not here doing that anymore and you got a rookie defensive coordinator who's going to be implementing these things. Where do you think the drop-off's going to be most noticeable? If it's at all,
probably with Steve Belichick. Bill was spread so thin in the last 2 years, especially, you know, with the offensive line. Once Adrian Clem was ill, Bill did more offensive line in 2022 when Matt Patricia was supposed to be helping Billy Yates with the offensive line. It became obvious that Matt Patricia had to spend all his time on play calling, so Bill was on the offensive line. So it was really Steve Belichick and Gerard Mayo running the defense, you know, in conjunction with each other. The absence of Steve Belichick as a play caller is going to be interesting because Gerard's going to be, you know, spread thin in just the game management overseeing aspects of things. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of imprint DeMarcus Covington puts on things. It's all the same blueprint. It's just the tweaks that are put on it. And I just think the Patriots front and the speed of the linebackers, which used to be a glaring problem for them, is so much better now. You know, guys like Jennings, Tavai, maybe even Raekwon McMillan, who have the ability to really move and make plays in a way that they weren't a couple of years ago, could be a big part of this defense going forward. And I think the defense will be just as good as people think.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's end on a cheery note, sort of. I'm really excited.
That was cheery? You just said the defense is going to be
good.
Yeah,
I know, but like, I want even more cheery. I'm excited about this game tonight. I'm excited about tomorrow night's game. I'm excited about this season and Drake May. Like, I legitimately have some energy going into this season, both NFL-wise and Patriots-wise.
That's our guy.
Yeah, Tom Curran. What's got you excited this football season, whether it's NFL-wide or in Patriot Nation?
I mean, it's a knee-jerk reaction, but I think it's multi-layered. I mean, I'm really intrigued to see how Brady does. I'm really intrigued to see what Belichick offers. Mm-hmm. I'm, you know, really interested in seeing how the Patriots approach this season. I want to see how Aaron Rodgers does. There is a storyline everywhere you turn. Now, there are some places where the familiarity's gone. Like, who's the coach off the top of your head in Tennessee? Who's the coach in Seattle? Do you know the names of people? So there is an indoctrination that has to happen, you know, league wide, that we don't know the Vrabels and the Pete Carrolls, and there's a changeover in different spots. But you know, there's larger than life guys that you'll want to see how Jim Harbaugh does, for instance. How does Lamar Jackson follow up last year's season? Are they a better team? All that stuff to me. There's storylines all over the place. I think Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson, and I wonder if that'll bear out in Pittsburgh. So I am as excited as you are, Drew.
Let's go.
Very good. All right, we'll leave it right there. Tommy Curran, thanks so much for the time today. Always good to talk with you. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, that's Tommy Curran there, NBC Sports Boston, joining us here on WEEI Afternoons.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.